I am Olympia Lapointe, here with you with Answers Unleashed. Now, this is a talk show to help you reprogram and reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, I am so happy. This is March 2nd, 2016, and we have a brilliant guest. And to give you a little bit of background about the show, this show helps you reshape your brain. And we do that in three ways. We do that through my Olympia's Brain Tip of the Week. We also do that with our, what we call our newest Einsteins. Yes, these are people who find creative ways to solve problems. And we do that also with callers that call in to find out how they can particularly solve their particular issue. Now today, I have a question for you. Do you ever experience pain? Have you ever walked and couldn't quite completely do all the things you like doing, like running? Have you ever been sleeping in a bed and just did not feel comfortable and couldn't sleep at night? Have you ever experienced pain and you didn't know where it was coming from? Well, today you're going to find out how to eliminate it and remove it for good. Today, I have what I call my newest Einstein, an individual who has created a brilliant approach to be able to transform a particular area of discipline in science and create what we call a voila method. Today, I have with me Joel Crandall.
Hi, Olympia. Thank you so much for having me along here.
I am so happy you are here today. And I'm going to give you a little background about Joel Crandall. Now, for those of you, you have no idea what he looks like unless you are going to watch this particular YouTube video weeks from now. But I am sitting next to an extremely strong person, both mentally and physically. Joel Crandall has been in the kinesiology world for over 25 years. He has been an expert with body rehabilitation. He has worked for the IRIS Cirque du Soleil show here in Los Angeles, where he has helped train the performers. He has been a world-renowned expert in reshaping the body and how it works so it can literally rebalance itself. And so his specialty is balancing the structure and pressure systems of the body so the body rebalances and heals itself. And I find this so fascinating because with his experience, he has learned to be able to create a merged process between neuroscience, kinesiology, and the regular structural systems of sports and rehabilitation that allows someone to heal through what he calls a voila method. And so, Joel, can you share with us just a little bit about your background?
Yes, Olympia, thank you very much. That was quite an introduction to follow up with, so I'm excited to be here as well. I'm an exercise physiologist and kinesiologist. I went to SUNY Cortland, which is in upstate New York. It's one of the top phys ed schools in the country. And, you know, I've been in the bodywork world for over 22 years now, been personal training and doing some with sports conditioning, as you mentioned, with Iris, the Cirque du Soleil show, and been so strength coach for about almost 30 years now, actually. And just was finding, you know, I was in a lot of pain, and a lot of the seminars and whatnot I was going to weren't really helping. They weren't helping me. They weren't really helping my clients that well. So I was looking for something different.
Well, and I find your story so fascinating. I have had the opportunity to go through some of these voila method sessions with Joel Crandall here, and I find his story and his method fascinating. If you would be able to see, I am sitting next to an extremely physically strong person who played college football, who had athletic ability, but you had to overcome your own injuries, and it started at the age of 8 years old, and I was just so surprised of what you had to retrain your own body to do, and you suffered a head injury.
I did. It was an unfortunate a wagon ride. Me and a buddy of mine decided to take a wagon down this pathway to get down to the creek bed a little bit quicker, and we took an unfortunate left-hand turn and rolled down an embankment, and then I proceeded to go over a cliff and hit the back of my head and was knocked out cold.
Oh my god. So you were knocked out cold, and what happened right after? Do you remember anything from that?
All I remember is rolling down the hill and then my friend standing over me trying to wake me up.
Trying to wake you up. All right. Mm-hmm. So you eventually got home some way, somehow.
I staggered home, covered in leaves and dirt and everything else.
So you got home and you went home. Your father didn't know what exactly happened to you. Your parents didn't know. You didn't even know the severity of what happened to you.
I had no idea the severity of it. Concussions weren't really prominent at that time. It's just starting to get the publicity it needs now.
And the publicity, it stems from the NFL, the concussions that the players are facing and how that affects them long term. And so you had this happen when you were 8 years old. You went home and you found there was effects that happened in your life years later.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was like one of the top math students in my school up until about sixth grade, and then that just disappeared. I just couldn't do anything. And I also remember at about that same time getting pulled into a small room kind of like this, and they had me read for them, and I had to use my finger so I could follow along where I was in the book. And they took my finger away saying, look, you can't do that. And I was really having a hard time struggling to read.
So your vision was off. Yeah. Your movement was off. And you were trying to compensate the best way that you could through using your finger in learning. And this was all what was happening. And mm-hmm. And so it was so fascinating. You also shared that in college, in a football event, mm-hmm. you were hit in the same place in your head.
Yeah, I was hit right in the forehead. I was falling forward. I got hit in the forehead. And I ended up in a seated position, and everything went bright white. And all I remember was handing the ball to the coach and walking off the field.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is just terrible.
It was scary.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
So years later, you found the need to help individuals, and you found that through kinesiology.
I did. What happened is I was, a body worker, and I was helping all these other people, yet I was in pain myself. And it just bugged me that I was able to help all these other people, but I wasn't able to help myself.
So here you were in body work, doing it for years, and then you hit a brick wall with yourself. You were trying to exercise your joy, and then something happened one day, everything snapped, and you were not finding pleasure, rather pain in exercising, and you were helping all these other people become advanced with their exercise movement, and that frustrated you so much. And I just find this so fascinating. What I recognize is with every new Einstein, there's a moment in time where they hit a brick wall. And it's the blessing of that brick wall that allows them to create a new innovative approach that not only helps them, but it helps massive amounts of people just like them. And so for you, your epiphany came one day when you were laying down. Was it laying down?
Yeah, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was in tremendous pain in my own bed, and there's no one there to help me. So I had to come up with an assessment system to figure out what was going on. And so I just, downloaded some information somehow, and I just started running through this process, and I found exactly where the spot was coming from, and I made the correction, and a few minutes later, I was back to sleep in no pain.
Oh, see, that's amazing. But a couple of, I understand from your story that you were in so much pain, and you bumped your head to a couple of minutes before that, and you tried to put a Q-tip in your hair?
Yeah, this is my story I tell at all my seminars, is kind of how this got started, was with a Q-tip, because I slightly bumped my head before I took a shower, and I didn't think anything of it, no big deal. And I went to take a shower, and I was cleaning out my ear, and I noticed I couldn't get the Q-tip in my right ear. Left ear, no problem, no big deal. And, I didn't think anything of it, but I went to walk downstairs, and my ankle was just killing me. Mm. It was really painful to walk downstairs. I had to hold onto the railing, et cetera. And so I did all my ankle mobility exercises, and I was still in a lot of pain. But I went back upstairs to brush my teeth, and I noticed my eyes weren't level.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I just started playing with the bones of the head. And yes, people, the bones of your head do move. And I just was playing around, didn't really know what I was doing. And then I went to go clean my ear again with a Q-tip, and it went in easily.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. But then I went walking downstairs again, and my ankle didn't hurt.
Interesting.
And that's when the light bulb went off.
That's when the light bulb went off. And then that's when you start doing the adjustments on your own skull.
On my own skull, yes. I started making all the corrections.
Now I find that very fascinating for a scientific approach. I find it very fascinating because the kinesiology world, the chiropractic world, the world has yet to be introduced to this, that there are there's a structural system. There's a process to this. It's a very important process to understand. And it is dealing with how the body works. And so we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. There's three key aspects that you want people to understand. But before we get into that, I find it so fascinating. Joel Crandall travels across the world. He goes to London.
Ireland this year.
He travels across the world helping kinesiologists, chiropractors, body workers understand this breakthrough of how the body physically dances with itself and moves with itself in such a synchronized way, so the body can heal itself and give it pleasure instead of pain. Now, you don't do any videos.
I don't do any videos. And the reason I don't do videos is because we're working with the brain. You know, if I was just playing with a muscle and working with a muscle, absolutely I'd show the video, no problem. But when you're working with the brain, you got to be really careful. And in the wrong hands, this could be very dangerous work. So you have to go through the process of creating that safety for your client.
Okay.
That is number one, is creating the safety for yourself and your client.
Now, I find that very fascinating. When I went through the process, and if I wasn't a rocket scientist in this talk show host, I would be doing this voila method for a living. This is just so cool, by the way. It's so fascinating because when I see this, I equate it to like a body hypnosis, where it's kind of like the body retrains itself to be able to move in a way where it is aligned with where it needs to go. And I just find that personally just so powerful in my own life. Now, there's key aspects that you want people in pain to know, chiropractors to know, body workers to know. And the first key thing that I find so fascinating by studying your work and looking at what you do is that the body follows the head.
Absolutely.
Let me understand that more. Let our audience understand that a little bit more.
So to help you understand this a little bit more, you look at your body follows where your eyes go, and your head will follow that. So if you talk to, like, say, one of my Cirque du Soleil performers, they will tell you they have to look to where they want to go. So if they want to do a backflip, they got to look up, they got to throw their head back, and then their body will just follow along.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you watch an Olympic diver, they're just moving, they're doing all the movements, and they're doing them through their head.
Oh, that's fascinating. And you had a client, I remember you telling me, that his foot was in one direction, and his ankle or his foot was in one direction, and he made an adjustment on his head, and what happened?
Yeah, a lot of people like to think that the foot is the driver of the body, and so I called him up for the demo, and I had him put his feet in a certain direction, and I made a simple correction and to the cranials, and put him back in that position again with his feet, and he was able to stay solid and strong. And he looked at me and he goes, okay, so the talus isn't the driver of the bus.
So you body workers out there, you kinesiologists, listen, this is like so fascinating. And so I really find that fascinating because there's what I find very fascinating about this entire process is the fact that the body has pressure systems. And so when I launched rockets, the pressure systems was critical with making sure that we could actually launch the rocket successfully. Mm-hmm. And how the fluid went through the engine was able to determine if we were going to able cool all the areas on time or heat it at the right time. And so I find this very fascinating because that's what's being done in the human body. And the joints in the skull as they're being moved, I find that very representative of chaos theory. Because what chaos theory says is that there's reflections in life. One thing you'll see happen in one area, there's another place that has the exact same pattern, but it's in a new place. And so what I find very fascinating about this approach is that as there's joints and movement in the skull, there's places in the body that represent that exact same movement.
That is absolutely correct, or it creates the counterbalance to that movement. And so really what voila does is it increases the electrical system to get the information to the muscles much quicker. And what you're referring to is, and what I like to call it, sinking the diaphragms. And it's the big pressure system of our body is our breath. And breathing is a full body movement.
And that's our second point you want to bring forth. Yeah. But so breathing is full body movement. Explain this a little more.
It's a full body movement in the fact that everything should move when you breathe. So your cranials open as you inhale. Your diaphragms separate as you inhale. Your pelvic floor will drop. Your diaphragm will drop. But your head will expand, open higher. And the reason it's doing this is to decrease pressure or and increase volume. So air has to come in.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And then these valves, which I call, there's a hard valve in your head, and then there's a soft valve kind of near your bottom. And these have to come back together to compress that air to expel it back out.
Oh.
And if these systems aren't syncing, or as you like to say, dancing together, because that's what dancing is synchronized movement to rhythm, right? There's a certain rhythm to breathing as well. And that's how I'm able to restore people's breathing now.
And I find that so fascinating. And when I went through a session, I remember being there on the bed, and all of a sudden I felt my diaphragm shift and just move. And I was like, gasping for air. And it was like the first time I actually had that much air come into my system. And it was like choking. But it was like, this is what it feels like to breathe.
Yes.
I was just so happy at that moment in time to completely have a full airway passage.
And it's so fun for me to see when it happens to somebody and the different reactions. As a matter of fact, you had a great reaction to it. Some people's bellies will just keep blowing up, and it's just like, oh my God, this is just amazing to watch.
But it goes back down.
Oh yes, it definitely goes back down, so they got to get that air out. But it was really cute last night. I had this young lady I worked on, and she hasn't been able to take a deep breath in about 4 years. And I did a correction, and she was able to make a deep breath. And she just had a tear come down the side of her face, and she goes, "Can I hug you?" She goes, "The first time I breathed in 4 years."
Yeah, see, and I find that fascinating. There's so many people that have been through car accidents. There's so many people who have been injured, and that affects their diaphragm, and they're not able to breathe correctly, and it affects their entire spine, their entire muscular system.
The entire system.
And that brings us to the third point. The position matters.
Position definitely, definitely matters.
Okay, position, boy.
So what we're talking about here is it depends on kind of where the person's had their trauma.
Okay.
So we try to create less stress in those areas where they maybe have had too much stress. It's overwhelming their system.
So I find this fascinating. You speak about if someone's been in a car accident before, mm-hmm. they may have trouble sitting at work.
They may have real trouble sitting at work, definitely.
Describe that process. Let us understand that more.
Well, it's because you're in a position where you've experienced trauma, instead of that, I like to say a stressor. Mm-hmm. And so your body doesn't recognize that it's not in a car. It just recognizes that it's seated. And so it'll just go through the same process. And it'll just think, like, you know, if you're in your chair and it starts moving, it's going to start thinking that, oh, I'm in a car.
Interesting.
So it really can't differentiate where it is. These are all just different concepts that we make up.
Oh, that's fascinating. So let's say if a football player has been injured while standing or running, that person, when they stand and they run, will automatically subconsciously think about that position. And it will affect them.
Especially if they're near something green.
Oh, no.
Because the field is green.
Oh, my God. That's deep. That is really deep. But that is really important in removing the trauma and removing the pain from the body in the Voila method.
It is. As long as they're not going into autonomic distress or where the stress is just too much for them. So you want to give them a small taste of it. But you don't want them to kind of have a freak out. You just kind of put them slightly discomfort, and then you can make the correction, and the body just starts to heal.
Now I find that very fascinating. There's a process that the body goes through. Now, if someone is in that position for too long a time and they're going through this particular Voila method, you mentioned that distress. That distress is so powerful. And to tell you a little bit about the distress, this is when in the brain there is a fight or flight mechanism where someone thinks that they are going to be injured, hurt, or die in a situation. This is what the brain does naturally to protect itself. Now, as if you read my book, Mathophobia, and you have heard my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, you know that this is the response in the body that keeps us from solving problems. So anytime that we have trauma or pain in the body and we're in a position that prevents us from being able to be clearly minded, this automatic response happens. This fight or flight aspect of the body happens, and it shuts off the frontal brain lobe, so someone is not able to create solutions in their life. And the reason why I'm so fascinated by this voila approach is that it turns off that mechanism in the brain, which is a good part if you are in a dangerous situation. That's when that part of the brain is supposed to work. However, but if you are in daily life and doing things that you're regularly supposed to do, that's not supposed to be on. And the voila method turns that off.
Yes, it makes you feel safe in those positions again.
Now, I find this fascinating. The voila method not only changes the body, but it also changes how we see the world.
It can, definitely.
And you mentioned that the sight is what, 30%?
30% of your neurons in your brain are devoted to vision. 30%.
30%.
So one-third of the neurons in your body are devoted to vision. That's how important vision is to us.
So if the body is off, the vision is off.
Well, if the vision is off, the body is definitely off.
So it goes the opposite way. So when we can get our body realigned and back to normal, back to the way that it was designed to be, that's when we can see the world clearly.
That's when you're seeing truth, and that's when you're seeing the world clearly.
I find this just so fascinating. Now, I have to have you back on the show because there's so much more about this voila method that scientifically and just neurologically makes a total breakthrough in the world of science. And so will you please come back on the show?
I would love to, because we're just literally at the tip of the iceberg.
Okay. Now, how do people find you?
They can find me through voila method. .com. If you are interested in taking a seminar or booking an appointment with me, you can go through there. You can also call 310-430-5145.
Joel, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you so much, Olympia.
And this has been Answers Unleashed. To find out more shows, go to answersunleashed.com. We are on KPC Radio. So I ask you to come back. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer, go to 888-88-ANSWERS and leave a message and ask me your questions. We might actually answer your question here on the show. Until next time, find me on Facebook.com/OlympiaLapointe. And through this show, Answers Unleashed, let your brain be reshaped with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I'll see you next week.
That was Olympia Lapointe for Answers Unleashed on KPCRadio.com.